This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks and Todd Cunin, our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. We have a lot to talk about, and we are all over the country at different stations. And by the way, some of you are heard tape delayed, so don't call in. We are 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. Welcome again, the Armed Forces Radio Network, where we are heard 1 to 4 a.m. on Wednesdays and 1 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, so we can be heard all around the world. Welcome to KPAY, our newest affiliate up in Chico, California. Again, we love Amargosa Valley. Welcome, Amargosa Valley. That is one of our favorite stations.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
And there's too many others to list, but maybe I can list some more. But we were talking, and we're going to do a case or no case afterwards. So those of you who are still on the first hour and are still following through hour two, Mueller's mandate, we went over, is very straightforward. And don't forget, his mandate is by who mandates him and allows him to do it. He can only follow, he's special counsel, and he's a special prosecutor, and they can only do what they've been mandated or told to do by the AG. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so Mueller really has no power other than what he's told that he has power over. And that's where there's a lot of arguments out there that he's going beyond the scope of his power and that he shouldn't be able to prosecute these separate things because that's not what his mandate is. Because his mandate is any links or coordination between Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. That is very narrow. And so there's a lot of argument is, why are you involved in Manafort, trying Manafort in Virginia or being involved in that when that has to do with 2014 and before, tax evasion, offshore accounts, working with the Russians had nothing to do with Donald Trump? That's the question. Todd, my argument is it doesn't. It doesn't.
And my argument is Manafort probably gave him some of the dirty money that he had.
And maybe that we don't know.
We're going to find out some kind of connection between foreign money and Trump campaign.
Did Trump know that?
Yeah, that's the question.
I don't know, and I think that's what they're trying to get to. But this is just speculation on my part.
Right.
And just because that would be a connection.
I want to read something else here. I'm reading from the letter that was sent from Rod Rosenstein to...
Who is who?
Rod Rosenstein is the Deputy Attorney General because Jeff Sessions recused himself. And Rod Rosenstein is the one who wrote a letter dated May 17th, 2017, that vested Mueller with certain powers in the investigation. And Fred, you are absolutely right about what you read, but it didn't stop there. And remember that for a long time, Congress was even trying to get Rosenstein to release the full text and scope of Mueller's authority because that was a secret for a long time. And here is why Mueller can do what he's doing. Because the first is any links in coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign.
Got it.
Two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation.
Okay, stop. That is saying you can investigate anything to do with the sun.
The moon.
The moon. Oh, let's see. The sun is shining on Todd right now.
Yeah, but
I could prosecute you for that, Todd. Let me look into all your...
But all authorities, all policing authorities, investigative authorities have that power.
Right.
All
right.
They don't go in and, you know, come in to save somebody's life and not arrest them if they have drugs, you know?
I'm just saying it's very broad.
But and here's the other aspect of it. Again, we're moving down. Those were all under subdivision B of the letter. Subdivision C says, quote, if the special counsel believes it is necessary and appropriate, comma, the special counsel,
wide open.
The special counsel is authorized to prosecute federal crimes arising from the investigation of these matters.
So it's limited to federal crimes.
So it is very open-ended for his authority, and that's why he technically has the authority, and what we do...
And that's why Mueller's team was the one that was prosecuting the Virginia case.
And it's why Mueller's team was not the one that was prosecuting Cohen in New York, because from Mueller's standpoint... Now, this is speculation on my part, but I think from his standpoint, he's looking at Cohen saying, I'm going to let these guys prosecute it, not me, because I don't think you have a whole lot of information for us, Mr. Cohen. But Mr. Manafort, I think that you do. And quite frankly, you've been playing chicken with us for the last year and a half on this. And you've been telling us that we can't make our case. We now have 8 convictions against you in Virginia. 10 were mistrials. We've still got a case in Washington, D.C. against you. And you're looking at spending the rest of your life in prison. Now you're going to play ball.
And I have a different view of that. I view that what Cohen did was violating not federal law, but state law campaign violations. And so that was he was prosecuted in the state
But he was prosecuted in federal court. He was prosecuted in federal court for the Southern District of New York. He pled to federal violations. Because it's federal campaign it's federal campaign finance laws that he violated.
So here's the thing. After you read that letter, it's clear, it's very clear that he can basically investigate anything he wants.
Violation of the law, any violation of the law, federal law that Mueller comes across in the course and scope of this investigation, if he feels it's necessary for the investigation, he has the authority
to
prosecute
it. That's
wide
open.
And it is wide open and entirely too broad, in my opinion. I want to be clear. I'm not saying that I agree with this letter. I'm just telling you what the letter is. Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, read the second one again. What does it say?
So the second one says, if the special counsel believes it is and appropriate.
Stop right there. If the special counsel believes it's necessary and appropriate. That is wide open. I believe it's necessary and appropriate that we look into Oreo cookies to determine whether or not the filling had anything to do with it. He can do it. You know?
So if you've got a beef, your beef is with Jeff Sessions, who allowed Rod Rosenstein to authorize Mueller to investigate with this kind of wide-open authority.
Ken Starr, Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton. This
exactly.
is not unprecedented.
That's exactly
true.
Right.
That's
You're
true.
Right, Cal. That's exactly right.
Because they were investigated in the Whitewater, right?
Well, they start looking into a Whitewater crime in Arkansas. Next thing you know, they're talking about...
Right.
Sex in the Oval Office.
That's exactly right.
So here we go.
This is not that's why we're non-political. This is not necessarily, I know they're saying, oh, it's a Trump thing. This happened to Clinton's, too.
That was the point.
And this could be, this could drag Clinton's in. This investigation into Russian collusion can also drag Hillary Clinton in, by the way.
And this is where I'm going to put on my opposing hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is what we do.
Which is to say, and I think this came up before, Denise, when you and I were doing the show. Fred might have been gone this week. But the question is, how far is the Mueller investigation going to go? And why does he need this much authority? Well, let's put it this way. If there was collusion, let's say hypothetically there was, the investigation needs to have as much authority to go as far as the attempts to cover it up went. And it needs to have the ability to go as far as the attempts to cover up went in any investigation. And that would be the argument as to why it's so broad.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is so convoluted.
So what are we going to talk about next?
We're going to talk about Cosby.
We're definitely
talking about Cosby. But this Manafort thing is going to go on forever. This is interesting stuff. It gives people at Radio Law Talk a lot to talk about. But I'm telling you, it's being hidden because this is getting so much news. I'm telling you, this Cosby thing is very, very interesting, and we're going to talk about it next. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Go to the website,
RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All right, we're back here talking about Bill Cosby now. We jumped beyond the Manafort thing. We beat that horse to death. But this is so interesting. So Bill Cosby was prosecuted and found guilty of, what was it, aggravated sexual assault, okay? And what happened is now Cosby is wants his case to be reconsidered for the following reason. And it gets deeper than this. But here's the crux of it. So prior to this case, Cosby struck a deal with the prosecutor. Don't forget, in different counties in the state of California or other states, the prosecutor, the head prosecutor, or the district attorney runs for office. So, not all states, but most states. And they are actually a political, you know, person that runs for... Okay, so Castor was the original prosecutor or district attorney in the county where Bill Cosby was being tried for these alleged sexual assaults, okay? Castor had an agreement with him that they would not prosecute him because he didn't feel there was enough evidence. Therefore, Cosby thought that was okay, I'm free.
Well, they actually entered into a non-prosecution agreement.
Right, that's exactly
right. And what the non-prosecution agreement, why that DA entered into that agreement with Cosby was because he wanted this to be resolved civilly.
That's exactly right.
And so then Cosby went ahead, when he was sued civilly, did a deposition. Yeah, he agreed to the deposition. And in there he admitted to giving women quaaludes.
Right.
And this deposition was never going to see the light of day because Cosby then settled that civil complaint where the standard, of course, is not beyond a reasonable doubt, but the standard is just by preponderance of evidence, and he could have had some risk there.
So the reason he did it, though, what they're arguing is, which is valid to me as an attorney, is I would have never given my deposition under oath. I would have pled the fifth and stood there and not said anything had I not had this agreement with the prosecutor, Castor, which, by the way, then was thrown out, and the new prosecutor, Steele, came in. And this guy came in running against him saying, well, look, he gave a deal to Cosby. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to prosecute him.
That's right.
Well, and he wins.
But there's another little flesh out here.
Yeah.
So during the election of the district attorney, Castor ran against the judge in Cosby's case, Judge O'Neill. And they were actually foes running against each other.
Way back in 2004.
In 2004. And during that time frame, what came out is that the judge had an affair with a assistant deputy district attorney.
Not while he was a judge.
But while he was running for DA.
That's right.
That's when it came out. And so he lost that election.
Okay, so let's go through this. There's so much going on in this. It's so complicated. You have to have a flow chart. All right, let's start from the top. Castor is the district attorney.
At the time.
All right, picture this. Castor goes to Cosby, comes to Castor with his lawyer and says, hey, don't prosecute me for this alleged sexual assault. And they have an agreement that he won't prosecute him. And Castor says, because he doesn't feel there's enough evidence, he has an agreement with Cosby and his lawyer not to do that. Okay, got that? This is very – put your flow chart on, people. This is here it goes. Then what happens is Cosby says, okay, now I'm exonerated basically from being criminally prosecuted. I will now open myself up and not plead the fifth to the civil action, and I will give a deposition in which he admits to giving quaaludes to women. Okay, next, put your chart down. Now, you have to then say, Steele rolls in and says to Castor, okay, this is the flow chart, I'm going to beat you in this election for the local district attorney's job because you gave Cosby a plea deal you shouldn't have, and I'm going to prosecute him. He wins. And he starts to prosecute Cosby. Now, there's a motion before this judge.
Okay? O'Neill,
that says, you cannot prosecute this case. Throw it out, Your Honor, because the former DA Castor has already made a deal with me, and it's too late. the judge says, no, it'll go forward. Okay?
Now, what's more important is what the judge doesn't do.
Right, stop. So there. Okay, because don't forget, our listeners have a flow chart right now.
Yes.
And so now go to the flow chart, O'Neill, the judge. Now do a flow chart to the right from his name. Okay, here's this flow chart. Now, O'Neill, originally as a DA, goes against Castor way back in 2004.
He wasn't a DA, but he runs for DA.
He runs for DA. Well, I don't know if he was maybe an assistant DA at the time. I don't know what he was. But whatever he was running for the DA against Castor. Okay? So go back in 2004. And this judge, O'Neill and Castor, are not friends. They do not get along. Supposedly. This is all allegations. Okay? And so what happens is, now Castor, to win this election, goes, oh, by the way, I know you had an affair with one of the associate district attorneys in the office, and he hammers O'Neill on that,
and he requires his deputy district attorneys to support him publicly for office
and rip on O'Neill.
But this is where it really came up, and this is the remember in the Trump debate with Clinton, where Trump had all of the accusers of former Bill Clinton show up at that one debate, so they're sitting there to try to put pressure on Hillary Clinton. That happened in the debate between O'Neill and Castor.
That's exactly because
Because what happened here was that Castor found the DA that O'Neill had been having an affair with, had her support him, Castor, for his becoming the DA, and then in the debate between Castor and O'Neill, had that same DA show up at the debate sitting there, which threw O'Neill off of his game for the debate, did very poorly. And they think that was a big linchpin as to why the election went the other way.
Which makes sense.
Because he was thrown off because his former lover is sitting there in the audience supporting his opponent.
So,
and his wife sitting in the audience as
yes.
well.
So we only have 30 seconds. So as you are following your flow chart, which we will follow up very briefly at the end and see why this is important, keep your flow chart, ladies and gentlemen, because now we've got O'Neill, should he have been sitting as the judge in Cosby's case. Wow, this is a big issue. I think Cosby's going to win on appeal.
I have a big feeling for
Cosby, too. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate U.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds. You can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least five people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. Something like that happened to a neighbor.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's come up in the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Around the world. This is RadioLawTalk.com.
Now back to the show. Here's your host, Fred Penny, along with Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin.
Cosby, we're still on Cosby. So this is a quote from the argument of Cosby's lawyers. Quote, and by the way, the Hollywood Reporter did a good job. We've read a lot about it. We read a lot of articles and we look at the cases and stuff. We do all types of stuff. But the Hollywood Reporter did a great article on this.
Quote, a really good short summary.
Yeah, short summary.
Very good.
Good job, the Hollywood Reporter. The court made no disclosures, and this is Cosby's lawyers in their papers say the following. The court made no disclosures at any time before, during, or after the hearing that the court had long been embroiled in a personal conflict with Mr. Castor. Again, that's the original prosecutor, original district attorney.
And what's important here is that Castor actually testified as a witness in the Cosby case, saying that this case needs to be dismissed because I agreed to a non-prosecution agreement so that the civil matter could go on, and I had the authority to do that, and I was the DA at the time, and just because you have a new DA does not mean that agreement should not be enforced. Because Castor was a witness in this matter, what does that mean for Judge O'Neill? It means he had to disclose the problems between him and the witness. And he should have disclosed and either got consent from the parties to continue as a judge, or he should have disqualified himself, and he did not do it. And that is the whole crux to this matter. It stinks. I don't like the way it looks. And even if Cosby did these acts, if he had a valid non-prosecution agreement for this case, and that is the absolute truth, it was for this exact case, then I'm thinking that Cosby has some tread here.
Denise, you nail it. You nail it on the head. But let me finish their quote. The court had long been embroiled in a personal conflict with Mr. Castor that can only be described as nasty, including conduct by Mr. Castor directed at Judge O'Neill that would cause any reasonable person, including any reasonable judge and a significant minority of the lay community, to conclude that the court could not possibly be impartial regarding Mr. Castor's credibility, according to Cosby's lawyers in the motion. I agree. Absolutely. This judge had to decide whether or not Castor's agreement with Cosby that they will not prosecute him was valid or not, and whether or not he was going to uphold it. And the judge said, no, I will not uphold that agreement. And that is a clear conflict with this judge. Overturned. Done. I think that Cosby gets off just on the fact that any normal judge, I would think, would say that's a valid agreement. The government cannot go back on it. They cannot prosecute him.
We have to see an appeal on this. We need to know what's going to happen with this, because this is an important case. Even if it didn't involve Bill Cosby, this is a really important case when it comes to impartiality of our judicial officers.
Here's something that I lay on the shoulders of the prosecution, and it is this. DAs have more than just a responsibility to win their case, okay? DAs have a responsibility to win their case in an ethical manner, in accordance with the law. I liked what you said, Denise, about the fact that this stinks. It should not be the way, it shouldn't look this bad. And we can't look at it and say, but Cosby was a bad guy and deserved to be convicted. You can't say that the ends justify the means if corners were cut or whatever, because just because that happened in this case to somebody that might be dead guilty, if you're cutting corners, it will happen in a case where somebody is absolutely not guilty, and that person will end up saddled with a conviction of an offense they didn't commit.
And off the air, you made a really good point. You said that if Cosby's attorneys had been more protective of him in the non-prosecution agreement, they could have put in there that in the event a future DA does not honor this agreement, then the deposition cannot be disclosed.
I think that would be absolutely appropriate language to put in a situation like this. And the DA, getting back to my point about the DA, there's a concept that a lot of DAs lose and they forget about. And that is, as a DA, you want to preserve the integrity of your conviction. If I, as a DA, am sitting there prosecuting a case and I think that something untoward is going on that's going to affect this case on appeal, I have a duty, not only because I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of California, but I also have a duty to the victim in a case to not have to go through this again 10 years later because they thought they got their closure with a conviction and then it was overturned on an appeal because somebody else wasn't doing their job. All right. So as a DA, you want to preserve the integrity of the conviction by making sure that not just you, but everybody is doing their job. That comes up if you're a DA and you think the defense counsel is asleep at the switch. And you're sitting there going, if I don't do this right, this case is going to get overturned on ineffective assistance of counsel basis. I got to worry about that, too.
Also, you, as a DA, you have to respect the position of DA. If your predecessor was completely opposite of your policy and you changed all the policies, you still have to respect the fact that during the tenure of that former DA, those were the policies. And you still have to honor those.
And so the new DA, Steele, who has come in, has to understand that if he comes in and undoes this agreement, because for political points, he's going to cause this victim who signed off on this whole thing 10 years ago to have to now go through this and relive this all over again.
I want Steele and Castor in our studios.
and by the way,
I think it'd be more fun to have O'Neill.
California,
yeah. Castor.
The California Constitution, Marcy's Law, the amendment to the California Constitution took place almost 10 years ago, requires the DA to consult with victims relating to bringing charges against individuals. And I would be curious to know if the DA Steele consulted the victim in this case who agreed to a civil settlement, agreed to the agreed to the non-prosecution agreement on the part of Castor to not prosecute Bill Cosby, and if he is doing all of this with the victim's blessing, or if he is doing this over the victim's objection, because if it's over the objection, you're trampling on the victim's constitutional rights to have closure on this, sir. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I kind of got the feeling she wanted this.
Probably did.
You know,
maybe
she wanted to find a way around it, but she benefited from the non-prosecution agreement.
She did.
Exactly.
And she may, and by pulling in just criminal matter, was there a non-disclosure portion of that civil settlement, and did she violate that in the criminal context?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just a side note, and this is the Hollywood Reporters, again, bringing this up. How did this come about? Why didn't they know this before? You brought up in March of 2008, Radar Online story tipped off the Cosby's legal team to this grudge because Castor himself brought the story to this gossip site, is what they're saying. So that's how they got tipped off about this grudge.
That's right.
That they didn't know about apparently before.
Now just to let folks know, in the state of California, and other states have similar provisions, but in the state of California, on a criminal case, you pretty much have one bite at the apple to recuse a judge. It's called filing a Code of Civil Procedure Section 170.6 motion. And basically you say, you either are judge, or I believe you are, such that it would be prejudice against my case, against me or my interest in the case or my client's interest in the case. And in essence, judge, we want a different judge. And you can do it one time. And once you exercise it, you don't get to file another 170.6. The problem is there are certain timing elements. And this information came to light for Cosby's team after the time, if everything is true, after the time had run for recusing this one judge.
Agreed.
And but other recusal things come in. The judge, O'Neill, on his own should have recognized that he has a conflict of interest. We see this sometimes. You'll show up to court, you don't know why, and a judge will say, I'm not going to get into why, but I have to recuse myself in this case. That should have happened.
Judge O'Neill, if you're out there, call us, 855-LAW-RADIO. Castor, you could call us too. Oh, Mr. Steele, if you'd like to talk to us. I'm sure you're all out there wanting to call and give your side, but Castor, Steele, and Judge O'Neill, we would love to invite you. We have Costco mixed nuts here for you if you would like to come down.
A fitting prize.
And eat and relax with the hosts of Radio Law Talk, and we will figure this out. Let's come back, Denise, and you're going to talk about Michael Moore's divorce and the arbitration going on. That is exciting and interesting. We say exciting because we love to talk about the law. But we're going to be right back, and we're wrapping up almost our second hour. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Her sister makes posting stuff on Instagram, and I read this the other day. Her one sister.
This is just you read it somewhere.
Yeah, Kendall.
So we don't guarantee this, but it's going
to
be.
Kendall Jenner is rumored to make nearly $500,000 per post on Instagram.
Wow.
And Kim makes around $700,000 on Instagram per post.
Is this real life?
And then Kylie makes about $1 million per post. She is rumored to
she's the youngest billionaire. Oh, stop it!
Yes, but how much do we make? Do you know how much we make per Instagram? And
Well, we get paid.
Well, we get negative because it's showing up in our tax return.
Radio Law Talk is going to be. Look, here's what we really need to do. We need to reorganize Radio Law Talk as a 501c3 so we can all get tax write-offs
there
and the charity.
Go. There you go. It is charity.
All right. We don't have much time for this. We got to get into Michael Moore.
When Michael Moore
and his wife, Kathleen Glenn, divorced, they had worked together on Fahrenheit 911 and a lot of more stuff was with her, and they worked together on him. So for him to be able to buy her out of that business, she was supposed to get a percentage of all of the profits that he makes for over a period of time. Now, they were married together for 23 years, so it was a long, long... she was not just a partner in his business, but she was also the producer, which is really important. So when they settled, Glenn agreed to surrender her 50% interest in their joint company in return for 4% of his gross receipts for past films, as well as ones that he made in the following 5 years.
Gross receipts, not net.
Gross.
Yes.
Yes. At 4%, which would be a chunk of change, let me tell you. What happened? Well, did he do anything at all in those 5 years?
No.
What do you think, Todd?
I'm going to say no case. No case at all. I bet red.
He retired. He went fishing for 5 years.
In fact, his tax returns reported negative incomes in 2014 of $350,000 and total negative income in 2016 of $221,000.
So stop right there, Denise. Stop.
He's losing money.
Wouldn't you think, Denise, the lawyers during that time period representing his wife would say, this guy's going to sit on his rear end for the next 5 years intentionally? I bet there's something in the clause that says he's got to work normal.
But wait.
All right.
Here
we go.
So he had to use reasonable efforts or didn't make him have to do anything. And the language probably was not very well written, in my opinion, because you can get by that by saying this is his normal course of what he makes and we expect him to make this and, you know, that type of stuff. But 2019 would be when this would have expired because they agreed to this in 2014. And so 5 years later, 2019. So what did Michael Moore just do?
Released a new film.
I don't want.
And what's it called?
I don't know, like 11/9 something.
It's like Fahrenheit 11/9.
Right.
Exactly. Very good. And so he now has released a new film, and maybe what he's trying to do is show that he's acting in good faith and doing things in good faith. And it probably took him a while to do Fahrenheit 11/9.
5 years without one movie. But you go back.
No. It hasn't been 5 years.
Still, look at go. What I do is go back and look at the past. What was his normal production of how many movies?
So their agreement required them to go to arbitration, right?
Got it.
And so he stops arbitration because he claims that the arbitrator is not being fair, is doing really kind of weird things.
Did he explain what this is? Explain what this is. Explain what this is, Denise. That divorce, they can go choose an outside arbitrator.
Can do mediation. Mediation is a process whereby the mediator does not make a decision, but actually tries to get the people together to compromise and come up with their own agreement. But this is what was required. Arbitration, right. It can be binding or it can be non-binding arbitration. Binding arbitration means that arbiter makes a decision and it's binding on the parties. Non-binding arbitration means that arbiter makes a decision and the parties don't necessarily have to be bound by that decision.
So this one's binding or non-binding?
Well, they don't say, but after the third day in arbitration,
right.
Literally... you know, stuff hits the fan because
What stuff hits the fan? By the way, for those of you in radio, I'm giving my fake, confused look. I know darn well what I'm asking. What stuff?
Well, let's just say it's called more stuff.
More stuff? Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Go on.
The arbitrator was not handling the arbitration in an impartial manner.
According to Moore's
attorney.
Right.
Actually, because Moore's attorney is quoted as saying, I have never in my 36 years of law practice experienced a proceeding which was so chaotic and inappropriate. After we left your office on Saturday, she's saying this to the arbitrator, my client Lindy was shaking with frustration.
Yeah, great, by the way, Hollywood Reporter, great reporting by the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, that is Hollywood again, isn't it?
Yeah, HollywoodReporter.com, and we're going to do a shout-out to them. They do some good work. I mean, we rarely look at their stuff, but their stuff popped up on some of this.
But the arbitrator actually made a comment as a negative, inappropriate comment to one of Moore's expert witnesses. And basically snickered and made faces at the witness.
Well, defense counsel was snickering at him. But what did the judge, the judge brought up some sort of sensitive thing about the expert? What was it? They brought an expert in, and he started talking about it.
She likened the expert to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
She said that.
Is it a lady arbitrator?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah, I do believe so. Sarah Lee Evans.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, anyway, Moore's team has brought a motion before the court to end the arbitration because of what they claim has been just inappropriate and really ineffective arbitration process.
We should get a Radio Law Talk shirt that just says interesting. Because that's probably the most frequently used word that we have on this show. It's interesting. It's very interesting. But that is unique. You see, I use something different. That an arbitrator, I would be curious to know what the arbitrator actually said. Because in this article, they don't quote what the arbitrator said. They just said it made a reference to comparing somebody to Harvey Weinstein, who, by the way, Harvey Weinstein's company was the company responsible for distributing most of Michael Moore's films.
Right.
And so I would be curious to know what it was, if this was a complete over-the-top situation. You know, let's not lose sight of the fact that this attorney for Michael Moore is being paid a lot of money by Michael Moore to protect Michael Moore's money from his ex-wife. And so the attorney is going to, if they're not getting their way, what's the old adage? If you have the law, pound the law. If you
have the facts,
pound the facts. If you have neither, pound the podium.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what's going on here. He's shaking because maybe he doesn't have a leg to stand on. Maybe it's a little difficult for the arbitrator to look at somebody like Michael Moore, who, despite the fact that he hasn't had movies coming out, still is getting royalties on all the movies that are coming out, and saying, you only made $13,000 last year? Are you kidding me?
Maybe they'll have a hung arbitrator.
And Denise just fainted and is now on the floor.
So anyway,
and her pinky is still numb.
So anyway, here's the deal. The deal is, this is going to be go on. It's going to be interesting.
It's before the court in New York, and the New York judge has to decide two things. He has to decide whether or not they need to continue with arbitration or cease it, and whether or not Moore can undo the agreement he had with his wife. He's actually asking to do that, too.
Well, we're going to be back for the third hour. We're going to do case or no case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. I'll be right back with Denise and Todd.
Stay tuned. Hour number 3 of Radio Law Talk is coming right up next.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.